Did you know that when parents have different parenting styles, it is sometimes causing confusion and stress for their kids? Yes, it's true. Children strive on consistency, and when mom and dad both have different parenting approaches, it can be really tough for them to know what to expect. But what's a big deal here? Well, we all have different parenting styles. But it often boils down to differences in thinking and approaches to parenting. When parents aren't on the same page, it creates challenges for the whole family. But don't worry, in this podcast, I am going to share some 10 simple strategies to help parents with different parenting styles coming together and create a harmonious environment for their kids. Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Joyful Parenting Podcast, your go-to place for practical parenting advice. I'm Swati Gupta, parenting coach and expert, ready to explore how we can all be better parents together. Today we are going to dive into the topic that affects many families: navigating different parenting styles. I have worked with many families facing similar challenges, helping them bridge the gap between different parenting styles. Through empathy, understanding, a little bit of creativity, we have found ways to make things work better. Imagine this. Meet Rakesh and Meera, loving parents with different parenting approaches to parenting. Rakesh believes in structure and discipline, while Meera leans towards a more laid-back and flexible approach. Their differences often led to disagreement and confusion for their son Kabir. And here's a twist. Rakesh and Meera decided to shift their focus from the differences to finding a common ground. Through some trial and error, they discovered 10 strategies that transformed their parenting dynamic and brought them closer together as a family. Isn't that awesome? Yes. Now let's dive into those 10 strategies which made so much of a difference in their life. Number one, open communication. Rakesh and Meera started talking openly about their parenting styles, sharing their thoughts and concerns with each other, as talking really helps. It makes so much of a difference. Number two, understanding each other's perspective. They made an effort to understand why they each had their own approach of parenting, fostering empathy and respect for each other's views. As I always say, respect always comes before love. When you have respect for each other's views, automatically the love will be there in the family. Number three, compromise and flexibility. Rakesh and Meera learned to compromise and be flexible, finding ways to blend their parenting styles to meet Kabir's needs, which was the most important thing. Consistency in core values. They identified their core parenting values and agreed to stay consistent on those, even if they had different methods to achieving them. Simple thing, just like a screen time routine. Now, child needs that consistency so that they know that even if it is papa or mama, that routine will not change. If it is a 40-minute screen time, for both the parents, it will be 40 minutes. And we close on 40 minutes. So that the children are not confused, number one. And second, they don't take advantage of any of the parent. Because children are extremely smart, more than what we can imagine. Number five, parenting education. Rakesh and Meera attended parenting workshops and read books together to learn new parenting strategies and gained awesome insights. They actually were my students. Rakesh and Meera were my students and they were attending my workshops to understand and get into that co-parenting thing. Number six, respectful co-parenting. They made a pact to always speak respectfully about each other in front of Kabir, ensuring he felt secure and loved by both the parents. Now, how you speak about your other parent in front of your child makes so much of difference. So, whatever may be the status, whatever may be the fight be, but in the front of the parents, you should always speak respectful about both of them. So that they know that mom and dad love each other, they are together, and do what may, they will always talk respectfully. This is what they learn. They understand what you are doing. Number seven, teamwork and collaboration. Rakesh and Meera approach parenting as a team, working together to make decisions and solve problems. Teamwork really helps. We always hear the proverb, ek se badhkar 11, so ek aur ek mile 11. So that becomes a team, and when a team is together, winning is in seconds. Number eight, seeking professional help. When they hit roadblocks, they weren't afraid to seek guidance from a parenting coach or counselor who could offer impartial advice. That impartial advice is very important. Don't run towards a friend or mama, papa, or your parents or his parents, because what will happen? They will start judging. The advice will not be impartial. It will be a biased advice, and we don't want that. Seek help from somebody who is in the same profession, like a parenting coach, a counselor, advisor, who can actually give you an unbiased advice. Number nine, celebrating differences. Instead of seeking or seeing their differences as a source of conflict, they celebrated them as opportunities for growing and learning. And number 10, putting Kabir first, putting the child first. Above all, Rakesh and Meera always prioritized Kabir's well-being, making decisions with his best interest at heart. Through these 10 strategies, Rakesh and Meera transformed their parenting journey from one of conflict to one of harmony and understanding. By embracing their differences and focusing on what truly mattered, their son's happiness, that's what truly matters. They created a nurturing environment where Kabir could be really happy. So here's a takeaway. If you find yourself in similar situation, remember that there's always a way forward. By fostering open communication, empathy, and a willingness to compromise, you can overcome any parenting challenges that come your way. Believe you me, it is not difficult. It is the right intention which will drive you. And if you're here, and if you're listening till far, that means your intentions are right. And I want to congratulate for you. You are an awesome parent. Small little difference can make a load of improvement. That's all for today's podcast, Joyful Parenting. I hope you found these strategies useful. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more insightful tips on raising happy and resilient kids. Until next time, this is Swati Gupta signing off with a reminder to embrace your uniqueness and parent with love. Love you all. Happy parenting. Take care.